Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I was trying to find this song. I was trying to find this song, and I ended up finding, I guess, I didn't know it was a clip from Zoolander. You know, who you trying to get crazy with, essay? Don't you know I'm loco? I was doing a story about the locals and Lolo not being loco. And so I thought, hey, man, I got to find this song. I didn't even know it was a clip from Zoolander. Who you trying to get crazy with, essay? Don't you know I'm loco? Yeah, I was thinking of the Cypress Hill song. You remember that one from back in the, I think it was in the 90s, right?
Who you trying to get crazy with, essay? Don't you know I'm loco?
Yeah, there you go. Don't you know I'm loco? Well, the story I was doing actually stems from a caller on the phone lines yesterday. We had Marilyn from Lolo call in. She was the last caller of the show. We ran out of time, so I didn't. There was a few callers I didn't get time to get to yesterday. But after we wrapped up on the air, I had an off-air conversation with Marilyn and Lolo. And we were talking about, you know, how much Missoula County and the city of Missoula is hiking up their taxes. 19% increase in taxes combined when you add up the property tax, or not just property taxes, just tax hikes in general, mostly property tax hikes that are taking place in the city of Missoula. The city hiking taxes 16%, the county hiking taxes 3%. And so I remember a while back, Marilyn and Lolo said that the people of Lolo, Montana, just south of Missoula, they are trying to get an effort up and running where they can secede from Missoula County. They want the heck out of Missoula County. They want to break away from Missoula County, and they want to be a part of Ravalli County. And so I wrote this story on our Montana Talks website. Believe me, there are locals in Lolo that are not that loco crazy about being part of Missoula County anymore. And so anyway, I got a great note from Representative Lynn Hellegard. She actually wrote a bill in the last legislative session, House Bill 789, I believe it was, that would allow for just that. If you live in Lolo and you're not that loco about being part of Missoula County anymore because of the radical left-wing policies, the massive tax hikes that are constantly being thrust upon you, that bill would have allowed for just that. Representative Lynn Hellegard told me this, quote, several years ago, Condon wanted to become part of Lake County. And the residents of Lolo asked me to carry the bill so they could become part of Ravalli County. Could you imagine if this bill gets signed into law and you now have the ability to get your town out of these Democrat-run counties so you can save on property taxes and so much more? Imagine how many towns would try to get the heck out of, you know, Missoula County and a few other counties across Montana. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. The full story now posted, MontanaTalks.com. We've got the phone lines open for you. We'll talk taxes and more next.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, don't worry. We will get to this crazy decision out of the Montana Supreme Court. The radical left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court. Minors do not need parental consent before getting an abortion. Absolutely crazy decision out of the Montana Supreme Court. We'll get to your reactions and more. I got a message, speaking of Missoula County, I got a message from one of our listeners in Frenchtown, Christine. She says this, it's an age-old argument, but still valid. I guess my minors can get piercings and tattoos and I don't get a say. Yeah, why is it that you need parental consent to get a nose ring or an earring, get an ear pierced, or to get a tattoo, but to have a major surgical procedure like an abortion? The radical left-wing Montana Supreme Court says that minor kids don't need to get parental consent. But there's an even more crazy conclusion that was drawn by the Supreme Court justices that we need to get to in a little bit more detail as well. But first, let's start with the good news. The good news is this, and I got to thank the Montana Senate majority for giving us the reminder via X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, just a few minutes ago. It is time to get your property tax rebate. That's right. You guys remember those, you know, upwards of $675 property tax rebates that many of us got last August of 2023? Well, today, August 15th, is the day where you can once again get your property tax rebate passed by Republican state legislators up to $675. You can go to getmyrebate.mt.gov, getmyrebate.mt.gov. They say that the rebate applications are open from today until October 1st. Applications are necessary to ensure that only Montana residents get the rebate. So again, go to getmyrebate.mt.gov. What a contrast, though. You know, I was talking about how in Missoula, the city of Missoula, raising property taxes 16% on their residents. Missoula County, all three Democrat county commissioners, they're raising taxes another 3%. They are raising taxes another 19%. Meanwhile, the Republican supermajority in the legislature and legislation signed into law by Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, here you go once again. You are getting another property tax rebate on top of income tax rebates that you received last year, on top of reduction in tax rates that we have seen now in the last two legislative sessions. Over $1 billion in tax relief provided by this legislature and this governor, most of which was opposed by almost every single one of legislative Democrats. And yet, what are legislative Democrats campaigning on right now as we speak? Oh, we're going to lower your property taxes. Sure you are. Tell that to the people in Missoula, the city of Missoula, and in Missoula County that are run by Democrats and seeing their taxes raised a collective 19% right now as we speak. All right, now to this radical anti-parents' rights decision out of the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court, Governor Greg Gianforte issuing the following statement after the Montana Supreme Court struck down the Parental Consent for Abortion Act of 2013. He calls it an erosion for parents' rights when it comes to medical care for their minor children, saying, quote, "As a strong defender of parental rights, I am deeply concerned and disappointed by today's ruling from the Montana Supreme Court, which states parents do not have a fundamental right to oversee the medical care of their young daughters. In its ruling, the court has wielded its gavel like a hammer against one of the fundamental rights in our history, the right of parents to consent to the medical care of their minor children." I've also got a response here from Jeff Laslaffy, the president of the Montana Family Foundation, and I'll get to that here in just a second. But first, let's see. We've got some callers on the phone lines. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Jim in Billings, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'll make this as quick as I can. I've been trying to figure out how to do this. I can't just dump 5 tons of food on your plate, expect you to consume it. So I got to portion it out. There are Christians who won't agree with what I got to say because it's not spelled out in the Bible. Yet let the reader use discernment. You got to read between the lines. The books, the prophets, and Revelation need external information to interpret
just
them.
Just keep it simple for us, because you're right. What if you had to break it down? If you're riding an elevator right now with somebody, what's your elevator pitch to them?
Okay, basically, you know, Satan lies. He hides the truth. Basically, God's original beautiful plan was you had the living God, the living Word of God, the living angel of God, and the living man of God who would not, never have died. That was God's family line down to eternal life for us. But Lucifer was the first created of a second generation of angels. I can prove it. I got a lot to back that up.
But, okay, but
in essence, that made him God's grandson. That's why he's so powerful. And so what he did, he sinned against God.
We've got a lot of people of a lot of different faiths listening right now. What do you want to say about public policy, crazy Supreme Court decisions? What would you want to say about that?
I'm not living there. I'm living with God. So it's
okay.
This will take care of itself. I'm just looking towards the future.
Okay, I hear you there. Yeah, I think that's something people of faith can agree on there, which is all this craziness in the world right now. In the end, it takes care of itself, and there's a happy ending. All right. Well, I appreciate where you're coming from, Jim. We'll get to Brandon in Lewistown next.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Real quick here, Jeff Laslaffy, the president of the Montana Family Foundation, issuing the following statement after the Montana Supreme Court basically overturned Montana law that says, hey, minors need to have parental consent before getting a surgical procedure like an abortion. And it's just really common sense. I know we've got listeners that, I think most of our listeners would describe themselves as pro-life. But most of even those of you that would describe yourselves as pro-choice, you still believe that there should be some limits, some lines drawn, some protections in place, right? Like, you don't believe in late-term abortions. Like some of these folks are pushing on the radical left, right? And so why is it that kids, that minors need parental consent to go suntanning, to get a tattoo, to get an ear piercing, but a massive surgical procedure like this, the parents may not have any clue what their daughter is going through? It is so crazy. And anyway, this is what Jeff Laslaffy, the president of the Montana Family Foundation, he says, quote, as the most progressive court in the entire nation, the Montana Supreme Court unanimously embraced the abortion industry death cult by striking down the Parental Consent for Abortion Act. The court idolizes the supposed safety of abortion procedures, but drives a wedge between vulnerable minor girls and their parents. No other court in the country has reached such a radical anti-life and anti-family conclusion, and no other court has demonstrated such disdain for the parents' responsibility to help their children make life-altering decisions. So that, that is the message from Jeff Laslaffy. What I think is very concerning about this decision that was announced, and the words of Justice Lori McKinnon, are frankly very shocking. And I think it's telling that this may have even more, this may have more more than just abortion that they are trying to push here on children. That this opens the door, this opens Pandora's box for not only an erosion of parents' rights across the board, but for some very dangerous things targeting children. David Noble, who's going to be filling in for me on the show tomorrow, he's an attorney in Billings, grew up in Manhattan. He shared this line from NBC Montana that's taken directly from Justice Lori McKinnon's decision. Quote, we conclude that minors, like adults, have a fundamental right to privacy, which includes procreative autonomy and making medical decisions affecting his or her bodily integrity and health in partnership with a chosen healthcare provider free from governmental interest. So they're not just talking about girls, minor girls that can get pregnant. Did you notice they talk about procreative autonomy for boys as well. Tell us, Justice McKinnon, what do you mean by procreative autonomy? This is about far more than just abortion, and this is about eroding parents' rights in far more areas than just abortion. Procreative autonomy. So if a little boy wants to remove his procreative body parts, you're saying that that little boy has the right to do so and doesn't even need parental consent to do so. Wow. So you're saying if that little girl thinks that she wants to have a baby with a 55-year-old man, Justice McKinnon, are you suggesting that she has the procreative autonomy to do so? I'm telling you, we are seeing some straight-up evil stuff being pushed all across America. And when you look at this decision, convince me otherwise. 406-294-0970. What do you want to talk about? We got Brandon in Lewistown. Brandon, thanks for the call.
Hi, yeah, I wanted to discuss the fact that we have a very uninformed population. Case in point, the petrodollar. It was lost under Kamala and Biden's administration on June 9th of this year. And basically, it was a deal that the United States struck with Saudi Arabia in about 1970 under Nixon and Henry Kissinger. And Saudi Arabia agreed to only accept dollars for oil, and in return, the United States would give them protection and lots of wealth untold. And it's been a good deal for the United States because it creates demand around the world for dollars if they want to buy oil from Saudi Arabia, and in turn they make our stuff, and we get cheap stuff. And I wonder if Trump is going to mention the loss of the petrodollar agreement on June 9th of 24 in his election bid against Kamala. That's all I have.
That is a great question. Stick with me for a second here, Brandon, if you can, because I think you summed up that issue better than any pundit on national TV has tried to tackle this issue. So as somebody, I forget who I was talking with at the Trump rally in Bozeman on Friday night, but, you know, because we ran into so many people, but they mentioned this topic and how this is one of the most important issues. And nobody's really talking about it unless you're like reading the Wall Street Journal and financial publications like this. I had a caller, I think it was Andre from Butte, who called in and made this point, similar point, which is like basically like if the world no longer buys oil in dollars and they use other currency to do so, and the Saudis in particular, if they stop conducting their oil transactions in dollars and they use other currency, we have a $35 trillion national debt right now. Our national debt problem gets even worse because that will basically raise our national debt through that measure alone. Is that correct? Is that how you understand it?
I'm an uneducated, I try to listen to smart people, and I understand the basics. I know it's a foundational issue to our economy, and like you said, I think it's very problematic that it's not even being discussed. But is it because they're scared to put fear in the markets, in the stock market, and et cetera, because the deal that it's, you know, our economy is so confidence based, it's that they don't want to put fear. Is that why they're not mentioning it or telling, you know, want to have an informed population as, on the issue?
And as I understand it, the deal may not be dead yet, but there's basically the can gets kicked down the road a little bit, which raises concerns that something that had always been done every year before would be done no longer. Major issue. One of these days I should see if we can get a guest on the show. Somebody like Steve Moore would be great, maybe even Grover Norquist, or maybe you guys have a recommendation on a guest that can really deep dive into this topic. But Brandon in Lewistown, great to hear from you. Appreciate hearing your thoughts. Thanks for listening to KQPZ. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Chris in Manhattan. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron, I think I've changed my position on gun control.
Okay. What was your previous position?
I don't like gun control, but now I think we should have gun control for Democratic campaign commercials.
Oh, which commercial caught your eye?
Well, a lot of testers and bussies. For a party that believes in gun control, they sure have a lot of guns in their commercials.
Especially Ryan Bussey, the guy got paid. Yeah. He got paid $150 an hour by the state of California to testify in support of their gun ban law.
Yeah, I mean, so they should be banned from using guns in their commercials.
If you don't support gun rights for us, you shouldn't have the right to show guns in your own commercials.
That's correct.
Good point.
And also, don't forget the Manhattan Firefighters Breakfast on Saturday.
Hey, that's right. Coinciding with the Big Potato Festival, right?
Yes.
Oh, you broke up there for a second. But, yeah, the Fireman's Breakfast on Saturday. Give me the exact location again for that, Chris.
It's right at the Fire Hall on Main Street. You won't miss it. It'll be from 6 to 10:30 or when the food runs out.
Very cool. All right. Well, thanks again for what you're doing. Thanks for being a volunteer firefighter and promoting that Fireman's Breakfast Saturday morning in Manhattan. All right, Chris, great to hear from you. Oh, by the way, one other question. So Ryan Bussey, the Democrat candidate for governor, you know, Greg Gianforte, very successful businessman, and yet he releases his tax returns. Does it every time he's asked? Does it every election? In fact, he did it when he ran for governor in 2016. Yeah, here you go. Here's my tax returns. Why is Ryan Bussey refusing to release his tax returns? I saw that on X yesterday. I wonder if it's because he's been on the payroll for these gun control groups and these anti-gun groups and other organizations. He doesn't want you to know who's been paying for his bills and his big fancy house that he lives in the Flathead Valley. Al in Bozeman next up. Al, what's going on?
Well, I'm here to call about those ads by Tester, the good old boy ads.
Yeah, hunting and fishing and mess with our rights.
His attempt to basically gather the Bubba vote makes me sick. He's as far away from a Bubba or a hunter as you can get. He's a Washington elitist. Second of all, this deal with the abortion, very simple. Lenin said, destroy the family and the nation will follow. And that's basically what they're doing, is they're trying to destroy the family. If you remember the movie The Killing Fields, they had the kids that were in the classroom, and they drew the diagram of the mother and the father holding hands and the two children holding hands. And then they had the kid go up to the chalkboard, and he drew the line between the parents and the youth. They view the youth as uncorrupted, the older people as incorrigible, so they're trying to drive a wedge between the youth. So.
Yeah, which is what this decision basically does out of the radical left-wing Montana Supreme Court. Al, hold that thought. I'll come back to you after the break.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation held a symposium highlighting threats to U.S. agriculture. Farmers and ranchers from more than 30 states attended the 2024 Agriculture Threat Symposium in Omaha. Technology continues advancing to make farming and agriculture more efficient across the nation. And with more technology, there's a potential for cyber attacks that could affect the entire U.S. food supply chain. FBI agent Gene Knoll says there's four major threats to watch for. Those include criminal ransomware attacks, foreign adversaries stealing data, the potential for them to implant malware on industrial control systems and farming machinery, and lastly, the threat of bioterrorism. FBI agents say it's important for farmers and ranchers to be willing to report any kind of attack that may occur on their operations to law enforcement, and the more farmers and ranchers do that, the FBI says law enforcement has a better chance of being able to protect the entire agriculture industry in the U.S. In cattle market news, just under 90,000 head of cattle sold on the Western Video Market sale late last week. Prices for October delivery 5.5 to 6 weight steers from our region went for $304 up to $3.30, with the 6 to 6.5 weight steers $282 to $315. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, if you are on the phone lines right now, stay with us. We will get to every single one of you. Phone lines are full right now, but write this number down, 406-294-0970. And then as we free up a phone line, you can call in and be heard all across Montana. One other thing I meant to share with you yesterday, I'll try to sneak in today as well. New polling numbers came out for the U.S. Senate race here in Montana, showing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy leading Liberal Senator John Tester 51% to 45%. That was a poll that was commissioned by the nonstop local TV stations here in Montana. I got reaction from Tim Sheehy on those numbers. I'll share that with you here in a few minutes. But back to your phone calls we go. Al in Bozeman, we got cut off by the hard break. What more did you want to share, Al? Thanks for sticking with us.
That's all right. I just want to share one thing. I'm tired of all these labels, progressives and this and that. Look, a communist is a communist is a communist is a communist. These people are out there, they're espousing this, they're espousing that, but yet they dance all around the issue of, after a while, look, we have a communist party, it's huge, it's burgeoning in the United States, it's been created in the universities over the past 30 years, and we got a real problem here. But until we learn to start calling it what it is, we'll never be able to really understand it, focus it, or defeat it, because they are communist cadre. I'm sorry, but that's what I think.
All right, Al, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to Justin in Poplar, listening to KVZK. Justin, great to hear from you. It's been a while, I think.
Yeah, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for the call. One of our fellow veterans, thanks. If I remember right.
Yep, same. You know, that's going to always, if I'm barking at something, it's always going to be towards the VA issues.
That's
great. I just got a few points here. One of them is a mobile van or mobile camping trailer that the VA has. You know, last I went to Billings, this thing was parked in front of the clinic, the VA clinic in Billings. But I believe this should be out going across the state, and instead of being parked there, this can help address a lot of issues that veterans face and help with the behavior health situation. We all know that's a big need for veterans. Another point I would like to stress is the VSO, the Veteran Service Officer, and the most recently, as far as I know, there's only one representative for Eastern Montana. This person will come out to your area for like about 2.5 hours, month to month. And if you don't catch that, then you got to wait for the following month. And then lastly, what's the deal with all the smoke? Did all the Republicans start thinking today and all that smoke come out of their ears? Thank you for taking the call.
Hey, no, thanks. Hey, Justin, you know, great to hear from you. Great. I love all those points, all those ideas, because there's a lot more dirt between light bulbs in eastern Montana, aren't there? And so, like, yeah, you could have a service officer in Missoula, and then I don't know what the footprint is right now for western Montana, but yeah, a lot of the towns in western Montana are a lot closer together. I mean, we're talking, if you wanted to drive to that camper in Billings right now, for you, let's see, if you go down through Circle or if you cut over through Malta and then down, probably the fastest way is down through Circle, right? Or maybe down through Sydney. You're looking at what, 5 hours, 5.5, depending on how fast you drive?
Right, just one way.
Yeah. Just one way, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a long haul. And if you got that, you probably got a bad lower back like the rest of us. So that makes it even more of a miserable 5 hours.
All right. Hey, and the smoke thing, I just had to put that in there.
No, that's funny. Well, I'm going to blame Canada. I blame Canada for the smoke. I blame Canada for everything.
Thank you for taking the time, and I appreciate it.
Hey, no, God bless you. Thanks for your service. By the way, Monday, timely phone call from you, because on Monday we're going to have basically a veterans town hall on the show once again, and I think you joined us for the last one. Chris Engett with Concerned Veterans for America Montana, he reached out, said they're bringing Darren Selnick. Darren Selnick was the VA, the lead VA staffer inside the Trump White House back after 2016. But they're going to be doing another kind of VA accountability town hall We'll have the details for you on Monday, but they're going to be with us ahead of that town hall, doing a little town hall of our own. So, Justin, I hope you're able to tune in for that, and feel free to call in during that conversation as well. All right, let's see. Next up on the phone lines, we've got Arnie and Boyd. Arnie, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here. I just wanted to say about a friend of mine who went to the Trump rally, but they couldn't get in, so they went downtown Bozeman, right at that cafe as you come in the first exit there on the right. Her and her young son were going in to go get something to eat, and here these three grown boys, they're not men, they're idiots, flipping them off as they're walking in. And she went over there and faced them up and says, boy, you got to be pretty proud of yourself doing that.
Yeah, flipping off a mom and a kid, right?
Yeah. I mean, these are your Democrats. I mean, here they are doing that.
Well, not all of them, of course. There's some nice, respectful. I ran into a couple of nice Democrat friends of mine. Sean Heavey is a great photographer. He's got a photo gallery in downtown Glasgow. Really nice guy. He's got some great photographs. And the lady with him, she had on a Kamala Harris T-shirt. And they dropped by and saw me and said hi in front of Plonk and J.W. Heist when I was there before the Trump. And it was great to see them. And we had a nice conversation. So, you know, most of us can have a good conversation and support different policies, right?
Well, yeah, I'm saying that. I didn't say all of them, but yeah, there's a lot of them like that. But anyway, I wanted to give a hit for the farmer's market this weekend, too, if I could.
Go for it.
We got a lot of fresh vegetables, and we're selling Colorado Palisade peaches. I appreciate your show. Thank you, Aaron.
Hey, thank you, Arnie. Great to hear from you. Those farmer's markets are great. You know, I'm doing my Billings Last Diet tune-up right now, and, you know, fresh vegetables and Montana beef is the best thing to eat if you're trying to stay healthy and burn fat but maintain your muscle mass. And so sometimes those vegetables can be the hardest thing to find. So thanks for that phone call. Next up, let's go to John Sinrud in Kalispell. John, sounds like you want to weigh in on this crazy decision by the Montana Supreme Court.
Well, I do, Aaron. And here's the thing that most people do not understand. The legislature does not control anything anymore. It is the court systems. And once they've gone down this path saying you as a parent do not have any authority over your child in such a invasive surgery, what else can they do? You're going to lose any parental control because, my gosh, it is autonomy. Those children have the right to do whatever they want. And I'm going to be harsh. I blame the people of Montana for voting these leftist, liberal Supreme Court judges in, or any court judge for that matter, that think they are God and they control the system. And the legislature then becomes impotent and has no power, and the people have no power.
Well, and Justice Lori McKinnon, she sure didn't pretend to be this radical left-winger when she was running for office, but by golly, look at the crazy decision she just signed off on and was the lead, justice in this announcement. And so, yeah, I think you're right. It comes back to we the people. Look, you could say, well, why aren't these, you know, why don't we hear more, you know, radio and TV commercials supporting the campaigns of Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson for Montana Supreme Court? And yeah, that's important to win races and to get your message out. But at the end of the day, why do we the people need to hear a campaign commercial to know who to vote for? Why don't we do the research on our own and know that you've got a radical left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court, and we've got to get more common sense people in there like the Sons of Montana, Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson, right? Why does it take, you know, massive marketing campaigns to convince you?
Well, and you have to look at – all you have to do is take a look and see – on Commissioner of Political Practices website, look at who's contributing to their campaigns, and just look at the leftists and where the money comes from. And all you have to do is say, no way in God's green earth would I ever vote for this person because they're bought and paid for. And they always, even Democrats, come out. Look at Bussey, look at Tester. Oh, my gosh, here's my gun ads, like the other individual brought up out of Lewistown. It's like, yeah, I think there should be gun control for those individuals in their ass.
Yeah. Ryan Bussey, look at me and my guns in my campaign commercial. He's on the board of a Giffords gun control group. He was paid by California $150 an hour. Sounds like a nice paycheck. To testify in support of a gun control ban. I've seen the guy on Twitter for years. He's a radical left-wing activist, but not in his TV commercials. And yet he won't release his tax returns. What is he hiding? We know exactly what he's hiding, although there may be more. We've got more callers on the phone lines. Perry in Columbus coming up right after the break. And I got to share at least one soundbite from Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy about a phone call he got from Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. This one's good.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Real quick here, I don't know if this was the mobile van that Justin and Poplar was referring to or not, but Ryan in Helena sent me a schedule here for the Vet Center. The Vet Center has a mobile van as well. They had recent outreach events in Roundup, Billings, Lame Deer, Red Lodge, Joliet, Hardin and Crow Agency yesterday. Let's see, a couple of events in Billings. Miles City, August 28th. Big Timber, August 29th. So that's at least some of the dates coming up for the Vet Center. So maybe check in with them as well. See when they might be pushing out to Northeast Montana. Ryan, thanks for that message. Dave in Shields Valley sent us an email here. I was talking earlier about the property tax rebate that the Republican supermajority in the legislature and Governor Greg Gianforte are delivering once again this year. You can qualify for up to a $675 property tax rebate. Dave says this, nice rebate, but the Park County Socialist Commissioners are raising our taxes. So he's dealing in Park County what our friends in Missoula are dealing with in Missoula County, it sounds like there. Okay, before I go to Perry in Columbus, if this is the only soundbite I share from my recent conversation with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, I want to at least play this clip before we run out of time. So I got Tim Sheehy's reaction to the new poll that just came out showing him with a 51-45% lead over Liberal Senator John Tester. If you go to our MontanaTalks.com podcast, you can get the full conversation. It's about 7-8 minutes long, but let me share at least this 1 minute with you. What really, Western civilization is on the brink here. Really, that's what this comes down to. It's not just about winning the Senate race in Montana. How do we win? How do we save our country? How do we save Western civilization if we don't win this Senate race in Montana?
Well, that's exactly right. It's funny you bring that up because, just the other day, a lot of times I get around the state, I have a Piper cut, not a fancy plane. It's got two seats tandem. The wind blows through the cockpit as you fly, but it helps me get around the state and shake as many hands as possible. We started in Miles City, had a rancher's breakfast there, made it to Poplar, went up to Poplar, which, of course, is almost Canada and North Dakota. And then we had to zip to Bozeman that evening for a fundraiser with Ryan Zinke and others here. Steve Scalise came out and had to beat a storm in that was just about to hit us and my Cubs on an all-weather plane. So it was kind of a sprint back, hop on my pickup truck, and, of course, pouring rain. Now the storm hits, and Tom Cotton calls and says, hey, Tim, not to put any more pressure on you, but your actions the next 83 days will not just determine the future of the Senate, but the nation and all of Western civilization. So, no pressure.
Yeah, and, no pressure. Just a no-fail mission. I can hear the helicopter rotors in the background. All right, anyway, there we go. Full conversation with Tim Sheehy on our Montana Talks podcast. I played another interview with him earlier in the week, so I would have played the whole thing for you here on the statewide show as well. But let's get to more of your phone calls. I call him Perry the Poet. Perry in Columbus, always a pleasure.
Good morning, Aaron. Hey, no pressure there.
That's right. No fail mission, Perry.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to take a swat at the radical robed gods currently destroying the constitutional authority of we the people from Montana's Supreme Court bench. This latest ruling that basically nullifies parental control over the willful decisions of their own minor children is pure evil. And this is all part of the radical American left's plans to collapse our republic by destroying the family unit. And don't forget, John Tester is an integral part of that plan. Yeah, Janice Smith is right, and I call on the executive and legislative branches of Montana government to take immediate action to nullify these robed nutballs on the big bench. Show them how it feels to be canceled. And we the people will show them the door for good this fall by voting for the Sons of Montana.
All right, Perry, thanks for the phone call. That's why we call him Perry the Poet. You know, not many people can pull up. He actually scripts when he calls in. I tried scripting my comments on the show several years ago. I just couldn't do it. First off, I'm not that great of a writer. Second off, it just didn't work for me. That's why we're totally unscripted. But Perry pulls it off, doesn't he? All right, Perry, always a pleasure. Let's go next. Frank in the Paradise Valley. What's going on, Frank?
Yeah, real quick before we run out of time, saw him box. News this morning, Fox and Friends, Brian Kilmeade interviewing some general, that we're sending $45 million a week to the Taliban as they parade through downtown Kabul with our stolen military equipment. I didn't sign on to $45 million a week. Mm-hmm. Where does it say in the Constitution that I have to send my tax dollars to that filthy, dirty, disgusting country?
The people running it are some of the worst people in the world, the Taliban. And, yeah, we left 85 – well, we didn't. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and John Tester left $85 billion worth of our stuff behind in Afghanistan during this disastrous withdrawal. And now, Frank, you're exactly right. We're seeing it paraded in the streets right in front of us as they celebrate their mockery of America and the disastrous withdrawal from 3 years ago. And yet, Frank, the high line is high and dry. The high line is high and dry.
Yeah, and we're sending $45 million a week still to this day.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But they won't fund a temporary replacement for the St. Mary's Water Project. $85 billion being paraded in the streets of Kabul, but the high line is high and dry. And they want, oh, well, we can't afford a temporary replacement for St. Mary's. But they'll do the dog and pony show.